Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show all about crime, mysteries and thrillers, and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine Diest. Join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Now this week's review is I Hear the Sirens in the Street by Adrian McKinty. Published by Serpent's Tail in 2013, it's all about the troubles, a torso in a suitcase and a car manufacturer. It's Belfast in 1982 at the height of the Troubles, and Thatcher has declared war on Argentina. The police of Northern Ireland are panicking because their backup, the British troops, will soon be relocated to fight in the Falklands, and they'll be left alone to fight the IRA. Sean Duffy is an inspector with the Royal Ulster Constabulary, and he's called in to investigate a trail of blood and finds a defrosted torso in a suitcase inside a bin at a factory. The only piece of evidence leading to the identity of the torso is half a tattoo. By tracking down the owner of the suitcase, Duffy is drawn into another unsolved murder. The previous owner was gunned down at his property and no one had been charged, thanks to the bumbling alcoholic local cop. Duffy meets with the pretty but quite a cagey widow, and Duffy is intrigued. Then the local cop turns up dead and he's drawn in even further. And the case gets all the more complicated when the torso is identified as an American citizen, bringing in the diplomats as well as the police hierarchy, the local IRA factions, the landed gentry, and some colourful businessmen. Now, this is the second Sean Duffy book that I've read, and what I really like about the series is firstly the historical context. When I was growing up, the Troubles were on the news every single night, and as an adult, it's really interesting to understand more about what was going on at the time. Now, you'd think the series would be pretty grim, given the setting, but in true Irish fashion, there's loads of black humour along the way. The second reason why I really like this series is Sean Duffy himself. He's bad at relationships, he drinks a fair amount and he likes his weed, but he has a mission and a calling. When everyone else around him is leaving for mainland Britain and beyond, he's determined to stay and clean up the mess, despite being a Catholic inside the police. And his calling to his mission is subtle. It's not shoved down the reader's throat. It's made obvious by what he does, but not necessarily what he says. Duffy doesn't sit around preaching. He prefers a pint of vodka and lime juice and a record on the stereo. And he's also a pretty damn funny bloke. The pace of the book is also fast and entertaining. The plot is intricate and clever, the descriptions of the Northern Ireland landscape are beautiful and poetic, and the evocative descriptions of violence had me wincing in pain, and not in a bad way. Now, there are six books in the Sean Duffy series. I've also read the most recent book, Police at the Station and They Don't Look Friendly, which is equally as good. So if you like Irish humour, mysterious body parts, international intrigue with a good dose of grim recent history, I recommend I Hear the Sirens in the Street by Adrian McKinty. Thanks for listening. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past episodes, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.